I do not know what intro I want to do because I'm, again, making it. I'm doing it differently this time. But this episode, I'm super excited to share because, again, I am back. So this is Hood to Tech, where we talk about Jesus, business, tech, and now mindset. Let's get into the episode. Guys, welcome back to another Hood to Tech podcast. It has taken way long to get here. Thank you so much to my listeners, to everyone that's been super patient in getting to this spot, right? If you're new, if you're just now seeing this, I did a podcast, which I'm just now realizing this was back in 2021, which seems like or feels like yesterday, but it's actually been a while. And so anyway, I am here. And if you guys listen to that teaser episode, right, for season two, you know that we're coming back with YouTube, and that's why I'm recording here. And I'm just super excited. And so if you don't know what this is, if this is your first time hearing or listening, this is where we talk about Jesus, business, tech, and I'm adding on now mindset. And the reason for that, I'll explain in a little bit, but so much has happened from the time that I recorded that season two teaser up until now. And I just want to be able to share that with you guys. Obviously, if you heard the first season, the last that we left off was me spending $2,500 on getting my business registered. And that was like a huge mistake because I didn't realize, of course, as they always say, hindsight 2020, right? If I would have known then what I know now, right? The things that I would have done differently, but it is what it is, right? So I spent $2,500 and I did not have to. And so we're going to go into sort of like what happened after that. But before we get into that, I wanted to share briefly why we're doing YouTube and why I wanted to add mindset to this piece. And in this time that I've been away, and this is really interesting for me, right? As I'm recording, this is new. Not that I've recorded a ton of videos, but me sharing my personal in a video format is a little bit different. So anyway, guys, I'm going to break away. This is just me. So much has prevented me from doing this. Like, I wanted to get a haircut, all these pimples on my forehead. And I realized, like, I don't really care about those things. And so why not just show up with me? Like, this is me. On a regular day, this is what I would wear. Other than me having, like, my Hamtech Solutions logo on a shirt. But anyway, so this is me. This is here. And if you're listening to this, go check out the YouTube so you can see what I'm talking about. But if not, you can just listen. So back to this episode really quick. We're not going to do like season two, season three, season four. We're just going to do episodes. This is just going to go. It's just going to flow because I realize if I take a break, I may not come back. So we're just going to keep this thing going. So back to we're going to talk about why I added mindset, and then we'll get into sort of like what happened after I made that mistake. And so one of the reasons why I wanted to add mindset to this podcast is because I realized in that time away that I have had to deal with so much in here, like so much in my head in order for me to progress further, right? And initially, the trepidation, like the what kept me from moving forward was what I thought was like a fear of success and a fear of failure. And those things are real, but I realized that my growth, and again, oh man, like I wish I could share because I'm sharing the past and we're catching up to now. Let me just say 2022 was a hard year for me. And it was like emotional. I definitely felt like a failure because you know, Hamtech Solutions lost revenue. I had to do things differently. It was a lot. And so I realized that a lot of it came from a lack in belief in myself. And it's even crazy that I'm sharing this now because it's something that I'm still battling with. But the reason why it sounds so crazy was because growing up, like I, and even now, like, I put on that I had so much confidence. And I realized that it was a put on because when I looked at what I was confident about within myself, like I felt like it was empty. That's not to say, like, this is not a woe is me story. Don't get me wrong. God has blessed me. Like, I've been able to do a lot of great things, and God has blessed me with an awesome mind and all these different things. But I realized that what I showed my confidence, or where my confidence came from, was actually insecurities, right? Like, I had to display a certain persona in order to get the things that I wanted. And in order for me to put that persona on, I had to display confidence. And there's like so much into that. And I know you're probably thinking, or maybe you're not thinking, but like, what does this have to do with Hood to Tech, right? Well, growing up in the hood, and every hood is slightly different, but there's a ton of similarities. But it's like, you learn, especially if you grew up there from young, that there are certain things that you have to do in order to adapt, in order to survive, right? And so in order for you to survive, you, on the inside, you can't just show or walk around like, hey, I'm this, you know, happy-go-lucky guy, blah, blah, blah. Even if that is who you are on the inside, on the outside, you can't show that. And so for me, I grew up with this sort of like hardcore, not like I'm a thug, but like, hey, you just don't want to mess with me, right? Like, I'm the smart guy, but at the same time, like, you don't want to mess with me. Like, you don't want it. So anyway, I probably got in maybe like 4 or 5 fights my whole entire life. But again, I never wanted to fight. I never wanted to shoot anybody. I never wanted to beat anybody up. And most times, I think I mentioned this in a previous episode, most times, like, even when my friends wanted to fight or do different things, I was like the peace guy. I was like, yo, man, hey, let's not even do that. Or I'll be like, yo, this dude is not even worth it. Like, let's not even fight, right? Like, I would say things like that because I didn't want to fight, right? I didn't want to beat people up. But I also couldn't portray that, oh, I'm this, you know, sensitive guy, blah, 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 whatever. Or else, you know, you would be called names, not only by your friends, but also by family members. And I can't say the names, obviously, because this episode may not view, but you guys know what I'm talking about if you know what I'm talking about. And so with that came both good and bad, right? The bad is, again, me realizing that I built this persona and me figuring out, okay, what are my true insecurities? What do I actually believe about myself, right? So learning all those different things. But the good, right, because we always look at growing up in the hood as a bad thing, but there's actually benefits to it, right? Like, because you are in this survival mode, you learn how to adapt. And because you learn how to adapt, that can be translated into certain business skills, like being able to network, being able to meet people, walk through crowds. And especially if you're not using it to manipulate, but like, you sort of can have this charisma about yourself. And because, again, you grew up in the hood and you were faced with different situations, different people, right? And because you had to adapt, you're able to take that into different crowds of people, right? If you know what you're doing. But not only that, like, because I only had so little, right? Like, I remember when I was super young, I would play on the bed with my cars, and also had keys. I really liked keys for some reason. And even though the keys were like 2 times the size of the actual car, I envisioned using these keys to start these cars. And I had like this entire city in my head. And I would just drive the cars on my bed as if I'm driving through the city. And so you create like this vivid imagination, which is good for innovation, right? Like if you don't have a vacuum, you're trying to figure out what's the most efficient way that I could sweep so that I don't get in trouble. And so with different things, you just had to figure it out. Like there wasn't a, hey, I don't have this. It is what it is. But it was like, okay, I have to figure this out. And so that, again, can be translated into, as I mentioned, innovation, different skills, right? Problem solving. And so, again, while there is a ton of bad, don't get me wrong, I'm not telling people to go live in the hood and be excited about it. But there's also just a ton of good. And so with this podcast, my hope, my desire, not only that we can have business conversations, tech conversations, build up this area, but I want to be able to share with people who grew up in similar environments as me that, you know, like you are enough, you are capable, and not on like some motivational type stuff, but like real life, like you have skills that people need, people want, and you can use those skills, and you just might not know it, right? Like you just might not know that there are certain things that, because of how you grew up, there are certain skills that you have innately, right? That you have naturally that can be used and translated, and you can be super successful and do things that you never thought you could do. Also, if this is your first time watching this, as you'll see, I'll say, I'll do some things, I'll forget some things. I don't edit these things. It is what it is. So if I say something crazy, do something crazy, if I'm looking away, not paying it, it is what it is. So anyway, I just wanted to give you all of that, all of those disclaimers. This is what it is. So anyway, this is my first episode back. There is, again, so much more that I want to talk about. Of course, we're going to continue the story of what happened after I spent the $2,500, but I just wanted to share like this. This feels good. Like this is good. This is new. This is the first Hood to Tech video on YouTube. And so I'm excited, guys. Let's go. So much more I want to say, but until next time.
Oh, thank you.